405 DGS. It's time for the Think Tank. We have Kurt Barr and Alvin Reed. You may know Alvin from Donnybrook because Rachel's boyfriend does. She informed me that he's a big Donnybrook nerd, and they're going to Donny Bash.
He is, and we're going, and I'm very excited.
I just love it.
Right? April 11th.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Is it live show?
Live show. It's the last bastion, I think, of live television, other than a newscast.
Yeah.
Almost anywhere. And that makes it exciting. It's fun. It's a great evening. It is a fundraiser for, Channel 9. So if you want to come, head to the website.
Good cause.
Me. my longevity. But no, it's a fun evening. And we speak with everybody before the show. We speak with everybody after the show. There's drinks and heavy hors d'oeuvres, and then more drinks and desserts.
That's cool.
So it's a good evening.
Where does it take place?
It's at the Sheldon right now.
We did a live show there. Mm-hmm. That is a perfect venue.
Oh, okay. You guys did a live show. Oh, perfect. I always laugh. I said, Albert Einstein was once on this stage.
Right.
So am I. Right.
Yeah. So is Dave Glover. So there's the 3 points of contact. Dave Glover, and Einstein.
Have you met said boyfriend?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know if I was the one who had to, make sure he passed muster.
No. Well, you have to.
Okay. All right. All
the big brothers have to.
All right. I was going to say, if you haven't, David, I'll pass it on to you to pass on to her.
He has our seal of approval.
Right. Now, if he likes Donnybrook, he's okay.
I was going to say, that's the only thing that's brought him into question so far.
Just the opposite.
You think I can get tickets to see Alvin Reed? I'm like, wait a second.
Are you okay?
We were just talking about this tragic bridge collapse, and not only the loss of life, but man, this is going to screw some things up, right? Like the supply chain and cars and food, and you just don't realize. I mean, one of the biggest, most traveled bridges in the country just gone.
Right, exactly. And you wake up in the morning and this is going on, and you just think to yourself, how does this happen? But stuff happens. My youngest daughter, who just graduated with her engineering degree, she's electrical engineering. But she used to laugh. I said I'd be sitting there watching engineering catastrophes, and she would just kind of look at me and say, "Dad, I really don't want to watch this."
Right.
I was like, "Well, you're not a civil engineer," and I literally thought about that. I said, the bridge people and the dam people, they're the ones that have these catastrophic, and I won't call that a failure. I mean, a gigantic monster beast, container carrier smashed into the wrong part of it, and it just came down.
And just to make this political, since this is typically about politics, what a terrible moment for Fox News when at least two of their personalities blame this on Joe Biden.
Well, it's all his fault, and it's all Trump's fault, and it's all the other guy or gal's fault. That's how we do politics now.
Oh, tragic. That's just awful.
Right, and six people still missing.
Right.
Right. Okay. Right. Yeah. It's the world we live in.
It is. It is. Sadly. Let's hope we pull out of this at some point.
We will at some point. Right.
What's on your minds? Local? You want to go state? You want to go national? Run with what you want to run with.
Right now, it's 1 week until the election.
Yeah.
So what's on my mind is, the no excuse absentee voting is now. So anybody can go to their local election authority and go ahead and vote. They don't have to give a reason. And the school board elections, the municipal elections, all of that is on the ballot April 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have several out our way, too. I did one of those who does vote in municipal elections.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. But they're important. They are important. And all politics is local, but get out there and vote. Vote for school board. Vote for whoever's running for city council, for mayor.
Yeah, these are the kind of things that we shouldn't bitch if we don't vote in, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, actually, what you were talking about, how divisive we are at this national level. In St. Charles County, we now have, in three of our different school districts, we have slates of people. So we have the two conservatives running against the two, I guess you call them the NEA candidates.
Mm-hmm.
And they are, there's PACs that have signs for those two and for those two. And there's very much a clear, okay, here's the two conservative candidates, here's the two progressive candidates. Now, I don't know if they're really all that conservative or progressive, but that's how they're being advertised and campaigned as. And so in multiple of our school board elections, it's now become, these are the progressives, these are the conservatives, and vote according to that, as opposed to, what these candidates stand on, whatever the local issues of the school board.
So now that you have immersed yourself in elections, Kurt, What do you know now that you didn't know a few years ago? And if they gave you carte blanche, like, these are going to be the Kurt Barr elections, you do whatever you want to do, don't worry about anything, what would you implement?
So the first thing I learned I didn't understand is just the logistics of Election Day. I mean, so, you know, just take St. Charles County. I mean, you can, St. Louis City, St. Louis County Hall. But you have 290,000 voters. You have 105 locations. And, you know, so yeah, on average, like 2,500 people per location to go and vote. Well, that's a lot of people at a lot of locations scattered over a large geographical area. And you have to have enough stuff, enough resources for all of that. And so it's just a large logistical undertaking. Yeah. But what I guess what I would like is the rules are good in Missouri, but they're also antiquated. There's a lot of things that I would love to be able to change to just make it easier for voters, more accessible for voters, while still protecting the security of Election Day and the ballot. And so, like, right now we have these 2 weeks of what they call no excuse in-person absentee voting. You can come to the Election Authority office, you can vote, and you show your photo ID, you get your ballot, you put it in the Scantron machine, just like Election Day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great, but a lot of people, because it's new, it's only the last couple of years that we've done this in Missouri, a lot of people don't know about that. So, you know, making sure people are aware, hey, you have this option, and it's a valid option, and it's just as secure of an option as Election Day is, would be, you know, would be something I would like to try to get more of, so that people are can have that increased accessibility of the ballot while also maintaining the security of the ballot.
Do you guys think that Election Day, like the big one in November, should be a national holiday?
I do. I only because it makes sense and it has worked other places. Mm-hmm. I know it's hard to stop tradition, but I think that we are at a place now where either let's vote on Saturday or let's have a day off.
Yeah.
I think the only reason we do it the way we do is for tradition, and I'm a tradition guy. Just ask my family. Mm. Oh my God, the things we do because we just do it, right? You know. But but this is one where I can say, like, ultimately, I could see just give more people the chance to vote without hassle. And I think more people would vote. Now, what that percentage is, I don't know. But I do think it would increase the number of voters.
Do you think that both sides try to restrict the vote the best they can?
I know for a fact that the last thing that a lot of incumbent Democrats want is more people voting. I will not... put it this way. Maybe not as much as the current first congressional district congresswoman, but the previous, no, that whole new people voting thing, that was not really big on the agenda. You know who's going to vote for you. I know they're going to vote for me. Then why I don't, if somebody came to me and said, like, hey, 4,000 new voters are now in your district, that concerns a lot of people. So I mean, I'm sure that's the same on both sides of the aisle, but yes, that is one of those things.
And it's the kind of thing that we all probably in public say, we want every American voting, but then in the smoke-filled back rooms, we're like, we got to keep these guys from voting. We have to do everything we can.
Or I'm satisfied with, what is St. Charles County voter participation percentage?
Well, for the April, maybe 20%.
Okay. All right. And, you know, like that, we were just talking about municipal elections. Well, 30%. That means if another 5 shows up, you don't have any idea if you're winning, losing, whatever. Right. So those are all, you know, casted to the wind, mm-hmm. so to speak. Mm-hmm. For everybody who's got any kind of, you know, I'm with this group of voters or that group of voters, if you could get 1 to 2% of whatever your constituency was to go to the polls, you'd probably win.
That's a win.
You'd probably win.
So one thing I've never understood is the showing your ID. So when I vote out in St. Louis County, I show my ID. I've never refused to or questioned why I'm doing it. I just do it. But I'm guessing if I said, oh, you know what? Darn it. I left that at home. I wouldn't be able to vote, or I'd have to do a provisional vote or something. And yet I always hear that, you know, the motor voter and showing an ID and it's racist or it's bad or something. Is it the law? Is it not the law? Is it something we just do by tradition, or is it actually the law?
The photo ID is the law.
Okay.
So that changed in 22, where you have to show a Missouri driver's license, non-driver's license, or a federal passport, military ID, And if you don't have any of those, then yes, it's a provisional ballot. So you vote your ballot, you put it in this envelope, you sign it, and then that goes back to the election authority. They check your signature with what you have on file. If that matches, then they count your ballot mm-hmm. at the election authority.
That's one where maybe I'm in the minority, but I've never understood that either. Just you know, get a Missouri ID card, get a driver's license, show it, and vote.
You got 4 years.
Yeah. I mean, I just bought ELO tickets, and I had to show my driver's license match my
I see why Kurt loves it.
No big deal. Right. You know, like, hey, you know, oh, golly, I got to have a photo ID to get my concert ticket.
Yeah.
So I have a, you know, that's not the reason I have a photo ID, but.
That's the main one.
It's a good one.
Pretty much.
It's a good one.
Right. I got to get a new passport, though.
Dude, I haven't had a passport since I went to Europe in 1990.
You sound like me, man. Mm-hmm. I let one expire. But my thing is this. I'm getting to the point where I could see travel.
Doing a little Viking cruises.
A little travel in my future. Mm-hmm. So why wait to the last minute?
Yeah. You know,
why be driving to Chicago in the middle of the night trying to get your passport because I'm flying out of the country in 2 weeks? Just do it now.
Do you guys put much, if any, stock in the polls now, the national polls? Like you go to Drudge and it's all capitals red, Biden catching up to Trump. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
And I don't. Because I still haven't quite figured out. Everybody's got cell phones now, and you know, some people have landlines, and how do they get in touch with you? And if they're like me, if I see something that I don't recognize the number, I'm not answering it. So I just don't think they have any kind of, you know, idea exactly who they're reaching.
No, I think this far out that the polls aren't accurate. However, the polls do help with fundraising and encouraging
support. So it does play a part.
So it plays a part. I mean, if you saw while there were still people running against Trump, you know, whether or not they had any, you know, ranking in the polls, whether they could get on the debates or get any fundraising.
Yeah.
And so that does matter.
We're here with Kurt Barr and Alvin Reed. If you'd like to ask the guys a question or engage in any way, you can always call 314-436-7900, 800-925-1120, DGS, right back. Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. We have Alvin Reed and Kurt Barr here with us, and we're just talking about our mutual friend Ray Hartman.
Mm-hmm.
Your longtime partner is leaving Donnybrook and going to Washington, maybe.
Well, yeah, he's going to take a shot at it. Caught me off guard, but he has left the show and he's running against Ann Wagner. And it's not like a new edict. One of the things that Martin Dugan had always said from the establishment of the show is like if you're going to run for office, you can't be on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And that meant school board, municipal election, any of that. You know, while you're running, you can't, you know. So that was not invented just for Ray Hartman.
Right, sure.
That's been a rule, kind of. So, I mean, good luck to him. I guess it's, I don't want to say it's an uphill climb. I would say that I guess you come into it as the underdog because you're running against a long time incumbent.
Where's the basic area? Like, how far does it go?
Oh, wow. Well, I know it stretches on into where I live in Kirkwood and then kind of goes north. Maybe just as far as kind of like Ladue.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I mean, there's some liberal bastions in there.
There are. All right. I think there's more... moderate Democrat and moderate Republican voters in, say, Charles, and maybe people imagine.
Yeah.
If you could, you know.
Is Ray still pretty progressive?
Yeah, but you got the reproductive rights issue now.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just one of those things that I don't know. I really don't know.
What are the most interesting elections to you guys coming up in November statewide?
Well, I mean, because Republicans will probably win all the offices, all right. But I would just like, I mean, is anybody other than me just so totally sick of Andrew Bailey that I just, your own party, you know, like I said, like, come on, man, your own party should just say, no, we can't have this. But, you know, that remains to be seen.
Yeah.
Right.
What, anything in particular that stands out from Andrew?
Just that he's a nut. I mean, and that's a... kind of Good a you know, personal, not attack, but I mean, some of this stuff is just it's not good for Missouri. It's not good for
Do you think it's legit, or you think he's kind of pulling Eric Schmidt and knows where he needs to go and who he needs to be?
That's the thing, but I won't. I think to take that to the extreme that he has is. I think you got to have a kind of guy.
Kurt, what do you think?
So I don't know Andrew Bailey. I've met him. He seems like a nice guy. Mm-hmm. I know people who say he's a nice guy, but he's definitely running a race to win a Republican primary.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, does he change his tune if he beats Will Scharf? I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, he's a... He has a background as a prosecutor, so you know, he's got that, mm-hmm. you know, that background. Will Scharf has a background of you know working in D.C. and for the Trump administration. One point in time, he worked for Eric Greitens, so he's a guy who knows law. So it'd be one is probably going to be the most interesting because you have that's the smallest Republican primary. All the other statewide offices, you have these very large Republican primaries. Secretary of State, I think there's like eight different people. Dean Plocker, who's the secretary, who's the current Speaker of the House, just got into that race. Okay. And then for Lieutenant Governor, you have a whole bunch of people in that race. Even the Treasurer, we've got like multiple people, and the current incumbent who was appointed, finally, filed today.
Yeah.
There were some questions whether or not he was even going to file to keep the job or not. And so the biggest interesting thing is how busy that August primary ballot is going to be.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You liking Kehoe for governor?
Well, that's an interesting, Ashcroft has such a strong name that I think outstate it's going to be hard to beat him. But if Senator Igel from St. Charles County can do really well and get enough of the MAGA votes, it's possible. Kehoe is the
moderate. He's going to get endorsed by Trump?
I have no idea.
Does Trump do stuff on that level? I guess he would. Governor's a pretty big deal.
He does, whether he will or not.
But he likes winners. He's going to want to make sure that this guy's going to win.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And he's picked so many of them over the last 6 years.
So let's just talk about the Trump thing. Anywhere you want to go with it. We have plenty of news to talk about.
It's one of those things where, I just thought, look, we're headlong into the election. I don't think anybody's really paying attention, but I'm starting to believe that just the day after day after day after day is hurting him. Now, I don't have any viable proof of that polling wise or anything, but I just get a sense that enough is enough.
It's kind of your gut,
right? Yeah, just my gut. But yeah. I'm going to vote against him, and that's just. Political philosophy, but I just in my gut, I just feel like, man, I think you lose just a little bit more support every day.
Interesting. Kurt, you're out in Trump country. What do you think?
So I don't see him losing a little bit of support each day. Now, there may be a death of a thousand cuts as to energy. It's going to take some mental toll out of you to deal with all the court cases as well as the campaigning. And it's certainly taking a toll in his fundraising. Just because he's spending so much of his campaign money on the court cases as opposed to the campaign.
Think that there would be a price to pay somewhere.
Yeah. And you stated that much more intellectually than I just did. I guess that death by thousand cuts, kind of like that. I just think that, it's got to be taking some toll, but either on his spirit and energy, which I know people say, oh, no way, guy. No, he could keep on being Donald Trump forever, but we're all human beings. And like I said, this whole thing where hey, dude, you're a human being that you got decidedly less money than you had 2 years ago. Now, none of us want to be in that situation.
At the same time, all the free press of the of the court
kind of makes it up.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I think, you know what? I do think that most Americans still believe in our judicial system and that the whole that's rigged and they want to throw me in jail and all that. People who make that plea, wherever they're coming from, criminal, legal, whatever, I don't think most Americans buy it.
1 minute left here. There will be millions of Americans hold their nose for Trump and hold their nose for Biden. Mm-hmm. Who do you think has more nose holders?
That's a funny way to put it.
Boy, that's a good question. I think we're 50-50 on the nose.
You can steal that for Donnie Bash.
I think we're 50-50 on the nose holders. I really do. I really do. Because if I could peg that, then I could peg who your winner's going to be.
There you go. Yeah.
I agree with Alvin.
Thank you, boys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, man.